beautiful souls. Welcome to Wellness Beyond the Chart. I'm your host, Dr. Yvonne, and I'm here to guide you on a health journey that goes beyond the usual charts and numbers. Each episode, including today's, is created to inspire, empower, and uplift you. I want you to be able to embrace wellness as a divine calling, nurturing every aspect of your mind, body, and soul. Please remember, while I am a doctor, the information provided in this podcast is for educational and informational purposes only. It is not intended as medical advice, nor does it replace a one-on-one relationship with a qualified healthcare professional. Always consult with your doctor or healthcare provider before making any changes to your wellness routine. Hello, beautiful souls. I have a confession to make. Recently, I hit a wall in my podcast journey. You know what? It's been surprisingly tough. You see, in this season of my creative journey, I hit a wall. Despite my best efforts, I have faced so much frustration over the seemingly small things. I've really struggled. You know, putting together great podcast content, getting the hang of all this tech stuff, and trying to make episodes that really hit the mark has been way tougher than I thought it would be. You know, I'm just keeping it real. And so as I considered these hurdles that I've been facing in the podcast world, I realized that it's something that a lot of people can relate to, actually, especially when it comes to managing your health. I know that many of you have been navigating through the maze of healthcare, right? I see you advocating for yourselves in doctor's offices and just trying to keep everything balanced day by day. And so this podcast, with all of its ups and downs in trying to get the content and the tech just right, it really reflects that ongoing journey. So here's the thing. Life isn't just about those exciting, jaw-dropping moments. It's also about those small wins and the effort we put in every single day. But you know what? Sometimes even when you're stacking up those little victories, you hit a wall. And sometimes it's a big one. And that's where I am right now. Anybody else feel that way sometimes? Like you've reached your limits? I've reached my limits, my human limits, my natural limits. And in this moment, I find myself calling on God to put His super on my natural. Because that's the only way that I can get beyond this wall. So in this episode, I want to dedicate it to facing walls, to acknowledging our limits, and to finding hope in the small beginnings. If you've ever felt like you're up against challenges so big that you can't even see the top, I want you to know that you are not alone. So let's dig into this together. And let's see what we can find out. Let's talk about the wall. The wall. For me, it was the steep learning curve of technology and the art of crafting content that resonates. Yeah. You know, there's been hours of frustration, feeling like I'm not making any progress at all, and doubting even my abilities to do this. It's been a journey of highs and lows, kind of like perimenopause. But in all seriousness, here's the thing. I know that that wall is not unique to me. It's something that a lot of us probably bump into even in our wellness journeys. It's like, you know, you've got the regular day-to-day stuff, and then there's this added responsibility of achieving and maintaining good health. You know, the healthy eating habits, routine exercise habits, taking the medications if you need them. The list goes on and on. And trying to keep up with all the preventive health measures too. Making time for regular checkups, screenings, staying on top of vaccines. It's like a full-time job. And these challenges, they're our walls. And sometimes these walls can seem too high to climb, even too solid to break through. But just like I've been confronting my podcast challenges, we too can face these wellness walls head on. It's more than just overcoming, right? It's about understanding and embracing the journey. Let's talk about small things. You know, those little steps that we take. Well, they're not nothing. It's kind of like how a tiny seed sprouts into a huge tree. You know, the tiny little acorn. And then over time, this giant oak tree. Well, every little thing that we do for our wellness is like that acorn. It's the start of something bigger. And nature can really show us how awesome small starts can be. From a single cell growing into something as complex as a whole human being. It's the simple beauty of life. And it's the reality that everything begins small. And I feel like it's like a nudge from heaven or a nod from above, reminding me that there's something pretty powerful and even beautiful in the small stuff, in the small things. And beyond small beginnings, we have to consider embracing our limitations. Now, that's a concept that might seem counterintuitive at first. I mean, we live in a world that celebrates high achievement, right? No boundaries or limits on success. And in fact, limits are commonly interpreted or seen as barriers to success, right? But here's the truth, a truth that I've come to realize anyway. That acknowledging our limitations is not an admission of defeat. It's actually an act of courage. And I would say that in our wellness journey, recognizing our limits can be the first steps towards a breakthrough, towards learning and growing in ways we never thought possible. So how do we turn these walls, these limits, into doorways, into gateways of growth and empowerment? Well, I want to share a story with you. In one of my lowest creative hours, which was actually this week, something remarkable happened. God used my moments of despair to remind me of the support system that I have through the actions of my sisters. And their gestures were actually made completely independent of one another. And they were made without any knowledge of my inner turmoil. I hadn't shared my thoughts with them regarding the wall that I had hit. And so first there was my sister Tamara, who reached out to me from the road. She's an over the road trucker. And she sent me just the most encouraging text. And it simply said, "I'm in love with the podcast and grateful for a voice of knowledge that I can trust." I want y'all to know that it felt like a warm hug. It lifted my spirits. It reignited my passion for this work. And it helped me to recognize that there really truly can be beauty in small things. Then the same day, my sister Shalina reached out with a really generous offer. She invited me to come and spend time with her next month. Just a girl's getaway, just a few days to just focus on self-care. It was going to be her treat. I mean, and she didn't stop there. She even found me a round trip flight and just sent it to me directly. And this unexpected kindness gesture, it was just overwhelming. And not even kidding you, the same day, my sister Trina, who typically sends me these random thoughts, text messages every day, usually just encouraging words, that kind of thing. And she'll post them on her Instagram page sometimes. She sent me a message that said, "There are blessings beyond the wall. Do not give up." I was shook when I saw that, because how did she know? I promise you, it was like she had peered into my soul and gave me the very words that I needed. So let me tell you, these love bombs from my sisters, they had a huge impact on my attitude and they significantly increased my faith. Because I was reminded that we are never truly alone in our struggles. It's such a great lesson that the support from the people who love us can really shine a light in the darkness. And it's often when we least expect it, but when we need it the most. So I share this story with you to encourage you to stay connected with those who uplift you. And if you're listening and you're navigating the complex journey of managing health conditions, you know, be that hypertension, diabetes, maybe it's weight management, or maybe you're like me and you're going through the transition of menopause and perimenopause. I mean, these challenges can sometimes feel like walls, you know, much like the walls that I faced in this creative process and in this personal growth. And so I want you to keep those connections strong, because they can truly be light in the darkness. And they can provide us with the strength and the inspiration that we need when we face our walls. So I hope my story, and I'm sure there's tons of others like it, remind you that our limitations are not the end, right? They are, in fact, the beginning of a new path. And this path is a path where we learn to lean on community, where we deepen our faith, and also where we strengthen our resilience. Yeah. So if you're sitting there and you're thinking, "Yvonne, I hear you, but where do I even begin?" I got you, sis. So just like I found guidance and support in my lowest moments, I want to share some steps that can help shine light on your path too. We're going to dive into 6 actionable steps that are all about changing our hearts and our minds. And we'll follow that with concrete actions. Yeah. So these steps are designed to help you, let's say, find your rhythm, your flow in managing health conditions and wellness, and really just embracing a healthier lifestyle. So grab a notebook or just settle in and listen. And as we walk through these steps together, I hope that you know that it's okay to just start where you are and with what you have and just make the most of it. And so, as the good tab would say, now let's just get into it. So number one, embrace your journey with kindness. Be kind to yourself, sisters. The first step to change is how you view your health journey. So I don't want you to see it as a battle or a mountain, but more like a path to better understanding and caring for yourself. And just like I needed to shift my perspective on this podcasting process from one of frustration to one of gratitude, genuine gratitude, I want you to embrace your health with a high level of compassion and kindness. You deserve it. Number two, seek knowledge and understanding. As you all know, and you've heard it said many times, knowledge is power. And so as a part of that, it's important that we educate ourselves about what is wellness, what represents good health for us as individuals. And I believe that understanding what that is for you personally can completely demystify the health and wellness experience and just make it more manageable. And so just like I had to learn the ropes of podcasting and, you know, all the tech stuff, and I'm still learning, I want to encourage you to learn about your health and how you can achieve and maintain optimal wellness. And knowing that this knowledge can also empower you to make informed decisions and partner with your healthcare provider on a path that is ideal for you personally. Number three, I really encourage you to find a support system. You know, just as my sisters uplifted me without even knowing the depth of my struggle, that's the best part. You know, I want you to surround yourself with a support system that uplifts you. And this could be healthcare professionals who really get you, who listen and are attentive to your needs. It could also be people in your community who might share some of the same aspects of their journey that you have. Or it could even be friends and family who just offer a shoulder to lean on. But just know that as you build this support system around you, it will be the very strength that allows for you to get beyond the wall. And the wall will come. it comes for all of us. Number four, incorporate small, sustainable changes. So I want to remind you, do not despise the day of small things, because small incremental changes in your lifestyle can actually have a big impact over time. Whether that's incorporating a short daily walk or adjusting your diet in small ways, or maybe even finding moments for mindfulness. Yes, these changes can add up to huge health improvements. So don't discount the small things. They lead to big victories. Number five, celebrate your wins. All right. I want you to just really congratulate yourself on every step that you take toward health and wellness, because every step forward is a victory. And so celebrate your progress, no matter how small it is. And then these celebrations can actually reinforce and motivate us and remind us that we are making progress, and that progress is valuable, valuable work. And then number six, lastly, number six, lean into faith and hope. And I really encourage you to allow your faith, whatever that might look like for you, to be a source of strength and hope. In times of uncertainty or difficulty, it can be a beacon that guides you through, offering you peace and strength, real resilience. And we need that in this life. Now listen, achieving a flow state in managing your health conditions and your wellness, spiritual, physical, and mental, it does not happen overnight. It requires a lot of patience. Absolutely, we have to be persistent. And we cannot forget the importance of self-love. You really need all three. You can't achieve it with just one. And so I want you to know that I believe in you. I know that we can do this, and we can do this together. And so as we bring today's conversation to a close, I want to leave you with a few key thoughts to carry with you. We've talked about embracing our small beginnings. We've talked about the importance of relying on our faith during these challenges, and the undeniable power of persistence. Yes, I hit a wall, but I'm not giving up. I'm never going to quit. And I believe that each of these themes is a crucial piece of the wellness puzzle as we navigate through our unique journeys. So I want to encourage each of you to take a moment to reflect on your own wellness journey and think about these small steps that you've already taken and that we're encouraging you to take along the way, and how they lead to significant progress. And it's those moments, those decisions that keep us moving forward and truly define our paths. So until next time, keep taking those small steps. Keep leaning on your faith and on your support system. And remember, persistence is key. It's been an honor to share time with you today. So be well and stay empowered. And I'll see you on the next episode of Wellness Beyond the Chart. And that's a wrap on today's episode of Wellness Beyond the Chart. I'm your host, Dr. Yvonne, signing off, reminding you that taking care of your body is a form of gratitude to the Heavenly Father who created it. So let's continue to cherish and nurture ourselves, inside and out. If today's chat sparked a question, or if there's a topic you're itching to hear more about, slide into our DMs or shoot us an email. Until next time, stay blessed, stay healthy, and keep shining your light. Peace and wellness to you all.